And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now is 29 minutes to the hour. I'm joined on the line now by Mark MacDonald from Sleenu Careers in Dublin for this week's Careers Corner. Mark, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan. How are
you? And very well, thank you, and thank you for joining us. Now, topic for discussion this evening. Employers are using social media to recruit. Will they find you as an individual? Let's face it, we live and work within a digital era. Maybe now is the time to think about our own digital footprint and ask the question, will my next employer find me? Mark, you recently attended the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development annual conference and exhibition in Manchester, and one very obvious theme at the event was the increase in the use of social platforms within the recruitment process. So, and the question is, I suppose, how can they find you?
I suppose the simple answer to that, Aidan, is they find you once you have, I suppose, increased and reinforced your digital footprint across as many social media platforms as possible. And you're correct in what you say about the CIPD exhibition in Manchester last week. That essentially, that was the common theme given by a number of industry experts who are speaking on, I suppose, different trends within recruitment. Essentially it was a very obvious move and a very tangible move with employers and recruiters beginning to really utilise the internet, and in particular utilise social media platforms in order to source talent. So really, as a job seeker, you know, in particular, you really need to maybe focus on that area in terms of your overall job searching strategy. The very obvious one, I suppose, is LinkedIn, where, you know, basically, you know, if you don't have a profile on LinkedIn in this day and age, you're at a huge disadvantage because you can be fairly certain your competitors will have. You know, it's quite easy to use. It's free. And you can really, you know, you can demonstrate your skills and talents quite well in the amount of scope that LinkedIn give you, you know, in terms of creating your profile. I suppose alongside that, Twitter has become a major player in that role as well, in that people can now, you know, people can focus on where their posts go, who reads them, and you can target a particular audience by using hashtags under a post. So again, this is a particular, you know, particular industry or a particular sector that somebody is looking to get noticed within. Start focusing on the type of posts that are up there on Twitter that people are using, and in particular pay attention to the hashtags. Start posting yourself. There's a similar platform called Google Plus, which again allows people an opportunity to highlight their skills and talents and to connect with people within that particular field or that particular discipline. I would also always encourage people to think about starting a blog. You know, you can set up a WordPress blog, again, for free, again, quite easily. And it's an ideal way for letting the rest of the online community know what you can do in terms of your professional life, in terms of your skills and background. And you just start blogging about areas that are relevant to you and the work you do.
So clearly, therefore, an individual who may not have actually applied for a job, but may be considering moving on from the job they're in, can be very proactive by using online media.
Oh, you can, Aidan, yeah, very much so. When people come to us at Sleenu, and in particular if they're asking about job searching and networking strategies, we will always encourage people to start thinking along those lines because, you know, as we said earlier, employers and recruiters now realise, you know, the wealth of talent that is available within various social platforms. And they're now using software that's primarily designed to search those particular platforms for the type of people that they're looking for. I suppose from an employer's point of view, it can drastically reduce the costs for recruitment when compared to the more conventional methods. More importantly, it will actually reduce their time to hire. So, you know, there's huge benefits from an employer's point of view. And, you know, again, that was one of the most common employers, but it was probably the most common theme of the event that I attended last week. And I think it's now become a very real issue. I think job seekers in general just need to, I suppose, in terms of their overall job seeking strategy, they really need to focus on what they are doing within these digital platforms and social media platforms, and what they're doing to essentially to increase and to reinforce their digital footprint.
And I suppose particularly at a time when there is movement in the economy, when jobs are being created and unemployment seems to be on a downward trend, then the person who's out there, who's digitally savvy, can really do a big, big job of selling themselves.
Well, they can, Aidan, yeah. Thankfully, we are seeing an increase in job announcements on a week-by-week basis, and that's great to see. And it just shows you that, you know, there are opportunities for people out there. I wouldn't necessarily say that people need to be overly tech-savvy in order to do this. I mean, all these platforms are very, very easily accessed by somebody with even just a little more than just basic. You know, basic IT skills or basic digital skills. You know, by and large, all these platforms are user friendly. You know, they're designed to be user friendly. Really, from my point of view, they're all there for the taking. Really,
actually, that's. A text has just come in, Mark, and that was exactly the point this listener is making. He's 45, he's been unemployed for the last couple of years, but the possibility of employment is beginning to emerge for him now, which is good news. He would not be particularly technologically savvy. So the question was basically, how savvy do you need to be? But you're saying not particularly savvy, provided you can use these platforms minimally.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, LinkedIn is reasonably straightforward to use it to set up a profile. Similarly with Twitter, you know, it's essentially it's texting. You know, it's texting with
yes,
hashtags.
Absolutely, that's what it is.
Again, with Google Plus, it's extremely user friendly. I mean, if anyone can refer back to their school days when they had to write essays and various things like that, I mean, if you could manage that, you can manage a WordPress blog quite easily. Not necessarily WordPress, any of the blogging platforms. The other thing I would encourage people as well, if for argument's sake the type of career you're hoping to move into is anyway creative, you should really start thinking about the likes of YouTube or Vimeo, where you could actually upload some videos of
sure.
What you do. And that's an ideal platform for somebody who could be, maybe hoping to get into architecture, or somebody who's hoping to get into creation, digital media, animation, any of those areas where you can make a visual impact in terms of what you've done. You know, again, I would really encourage people to start thinking about those particular video platforms, YouTube and Vimeo. Again, both being free and both being reasonably user friendly.
Well, I suppose in the past where you brought your portfolio with you in a briefcase, now you can actually post it online.
You can, and you can actually post an awful lot more online than would be physically possible to put into a portfolio briefcase and bring along to an interview.
So. Indeed.
There's a lot of scope there for people to really highlight their skills and talents, and to do, to do it in such a way that they're mindful that, potential employers are now looking at these platforms. They are availing of software that will enable them to search these platforms based on the criteria that they ask the system to look for. So again, from a job seeker's point of view, where possible, try and highlight what the particular profession is you're hoping for, even if it's down to just posting on Facebook. An awful lot of companies or brands will now have Facebook accounts, and you'll see they would regularly post various articles. So join in on that conversation, put yourself on their radar. And again, it's none of this really requires any great level of IT know-how. It's they're all user-friendly platforms, and we should all be really thinking about this particular approach to our overall job-seeking strategy.
Very good. We leave it at that. Mark McDonald from Schlienua Careers, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.
Okay, Aidan, you're welcome.
A very good evening to you.